Her Lover, narrated by Alexandra Anderson, for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. Best Friends by Frid Vanagepike. The sun has long since risen when I open my eyes. A light summer breeze ripples in the curtains, and I can already feel it's going to be another hot day. I stretch out beneath the sheet, do in service as a duvet, curl up my toes and come to myself, then turn over in bed and look at my husband. He's still asleep, a little wrinkle on his brow, his lower lip slightly drawn in. I follow the contours of his body beneath the sheet. As always, he's lying on his back with his arms behind his head. I think about how much I love him and how good we are together, and know that if I lift my fingers to my nose, I will find the smell of him from last night. I know if I slip my hand under his sheet and stroke his tummy, I can get exactly what I want, get firmly taken from behind, the way I like it best of all in the morning, when my body's still a little tender from the night. I close my eyes again, lie on my back, and move my hand down towards my legs, stroking lightly. I'm good and wet from myself and what remains of him, slippery and slightly sticky. I breathe deeply. Then I see her. She is coming towards me in a summer dress. It's white with shoulder straps. It works her body, swinging in at her waist and out over her rounded hips. She walks as only she can, her lovely round breasts visible in her deep neckline. I stop, open my eyes. He is awake, rolls towards me, greedily grabbing one of my breasts and cooing in my ear. I let my image of her disappear, grab the morning stiff dick on offer, and gobble him up. We both come before saying good morning and starting to discuss which coffee to have with breakfast. When I'm standing in the shower, washing him off, I allow her image to return. I see her slender neck, her smile, her half-closed eyes as she kisses me. I fill my hands with soap and rub myself while working out that there are 4 more hours until she arrives. 4 hours until the two of us can be alone for a whole day and night. I feel a trembling come from inside. More soap. I think about the last time we met and about the wonderful taste of her mouth. It was the first time we had given each other more than just the smallest of kisses. I think about what I've wanted ever since. More and more. I want to have her. I want to fucking well have her, I think. And I don't want to wait any longer. The last 2 hours before she arrives, I am quite distracted. My husband laughs at me, says I can't wait to get him and the kids out of the house, so that we can sit down to red wine and good old gossip. I bet you'll be up all night, he says in passing. Sit up having deep, deep discussions. For a moment, I want to tell him that my plans are to use my mouth for something quite different from talking, that my cheeks feel hot from simply imagining it. I approach her slowly, meeting her tongue, devouring her more and more greedily, my hand gliding over her waist towards her hips, bolder and bolder as it moves towards her firm round bottom. She sneaks a hand under my skirt.